Anonymous Four is a group of four women who've made a name for themselves singing medieval chant and polyphony, music not often associated with female voices. Their latest album, La Belle Marie, is a mix of songs, mostly from France, dedicated to the Virgin Mary, whose cult swept Europe in the 12th and 13th centuries, around the same time as the rise of courtly love. Some of the songs on La Belle Marie are in vernacular French, with all the passion of that era's troubadour poetry. But Susan Hellauer, who is a member of the group, says most of the music is the more solemn Latin conductus. That's a sort of catch-all term applied to any vocal music used to conduct processions during religious services.
This is a mix of music that we've actually been looking forward to doing for a long time. They're all songs in honor of Mary, and I have to say, frankly, she got the best music in the Middle Ages.
Well, one of the ones that I thought was particularly beautiful is a song which has a lot of variety and movement, harmony, and it's an extraordinarily beautiful piece of music. It's called Ave Salus Hominum.
Yes, that's a three-voice conductus, and the wonderfulness of that genre is that it's the same compositional procedure and very different results. This one just sparkles like a jewel held up from all sides. It's got so many facets, and it's like a little bit of a roller coaster ride. If you want a different metaphor, you get on, you don't get off until the very last note is over.
The historical background of songs like these, you talked about the Marian cult. The Virgin Mary was becoming very important in church hierarchy around this time. Could you talk about that?
Mary really isn't mentioned in the Bible very much at all, just a handful of times. In fact, she's mentioned more in the Quran than she is in the Christian Bible, which is perhaps astonishing. It was the Eastern Christian church in the early years of the church, the first few centuries, that really heightened her cult to an extent of calling her the God-bearer, the Theotokos. And then Western Christianity started to pick that up, I would say, 7th, 8th century. And then by the 12th century, the words and poetry used in her honor, or the sermons like of Bernard of Clairvaux, start to have almost like a troubadour, love poetry aspect to them. They get very ardent, very intense. If you picked a line out here and there, you'd hardly know whether it was my lady lover or my lady the Virgin Mary. It got very intense, and many people did protest that Mary's the worship of Mary was outstripping the worship of God.
I think you one of the songs on the album to which you refer must be I'm going to mangle this, the pronunciation, but it's Mainte Chanson et Fête.
Mainte Chanson et Fête,
what does that mean?
That means many songs are made, but most of them are awful manure. And I'm going to turn away from writing those types of songs now and write songs to the Virgin Mary, because that's really the aim that I should have.
And that does sound very much like a love song or the song a troubadour might sing.
Yes, in fact, the French songs on this album, they're the same love songs with the words changed, but not always really the rhetoric, the way of saying things still retains that Trouvère love song effect very strongly.
That's a really beautiful song, and you were singing it, isn't that right?
Yes, you happen to have picked my solo song. We recorded this album between the 10th and the 14th of September 2001. This was the first piece that we recorded after we learned of the attacks, and I can hear in my voice at the ends of the phrases a little something shaky. I don't know. It's something that probably only a singer could hear in his or her own voice, but I hear it, and I was a little upset with myself when I first heard the edit tape, and I said, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And then after a while, though, I said, you know, it's okay. It's there. That's what it is. And that's what it was.
Well, now, the text that you provide very conveniently in three languages just seems extraordinary to me. There's considerable references to Mary being precious and beautiful, but there's a fascinating account of her hearing that she's going to have the baby Jesus.
Yes.
It would be very distressing to me, she says, that I could be pregnant without a man. I mean, that is a kind of an intimate little conversation with the Virgin Mary.
It's quite straightforward. I mean, there's before the the hands are demurely crossed and on the breast and the head is bowed. This girl, this girl is saying, "Whoa, wait a minute, this is not going to work. I'm sorry, you'll have to give me a little more information." And that's part of the secular point of view, the fact that this is a French song and it's just a little more down to earth. And there are many little bits like this in these French songs in honor of Mary where it's just a little more practical.
I gather you've had to do some serious editing on some of the texts that descend from the medieval world with its prejudices. I'm thinking of one song which is called Beata Viscera.
This piece has several verses, and it does a very common medieval thing, which is to castigate the Jews, the Hebrew people, for not recognizing that Jesus was the Messiah. And so we left those verses out. It's long enough without them. And we have, in one review so far, someone has called us to task about it and said, why did they do that? You're being very politically correct. Well, no matter how much you explain right on the spot, we're singing this even though it is offensive because it's very beautiful and it is what it is. It is what it was. It's just a choice, and we respect people for making the other choice. But we either leave verses out or we'll change a word here and there, but we will always let you know that we've done it.
I wonder about women singing this music. The cult of Mary must have been appealing to women. I wonder if this music was something women might have performed.
There are several manuscripts from right around this time with this kind of repertoire in them that are found, have survived at convents. There's one in Poland at Stary Sens, which was a convent, and which was used. It was a manuscript in use. Interestingly enough, it was even more ardent and popular in monasteries with the monks. And one very strong theory about this is that intense Mary worship, especially in the 12th and early 13th century at monasteries, was used as a form of sexual sublimation for the monks to help them with their celibacy, to channel some of that adoration of the lady. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. to sum it up.
The album is called La Belle Marie, Songs to the Virgin from 13th Century France, recorded by Anonymous Four. Susan Hellauer is a member of the group. She joined us from our New York bureau. Susan Hellauer, thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.